the rest of the story. Let's go back 3¼ centuries to that land which would someday be called the United States of America. You have the English colonists. Can you name their enemies? Oh, yes, of course, a few hostile Indians. But the real colonial wars in the mid-17th century were fought between the English and the Dutch. Now, Peter Stuyvesant was the peg-leg director general of all Dutch possessions in North America and the Caribbean. In March of 1653, the year of New Amsterdam Colony's official incorporation, Peter put up a long wooden barricade to protect his colonists from the English. I said Peter put up a long wooden barricade to protect his colonists from the English. That barricade is the rest of the story. Peter Stuyvesant had begun his career in the Dutch West India Company in 1632. 13 years later, he was selected by that company as Director General of all Dutch possessions in North America and the Caribbean. 1647, he arrived in New Amsterdam. The inequities of the colonial government were his primary concern. Then came the colony's physical security. What about the Indians, he asked. Well, no problem there. Visiting Indians were being charged admission by the colonists, twice the white man's price. And the English, what about them? The Dutch colonists shuddered. Mark their words, the English were the real troublemakers. Preparations for defense should be made before things got out of hand. Stuyvesant listened to his people, and soon he learned the truth of their fears. Sporadic English invasions increasingly threatened the safety of the Dutch colonists. According to the English, the Dutch were cramping their style and ought to be chased out of the New World altogether. By 1653, the English had become such an annoyance that Peter Stuyvesant was at last forced to bolster his defenses. First and foremost in his plans was a long, tall stockade at the New Amsterdam city limits. In March of that year, the wooden barricade was constructed to his specifications. A pathway on the Dutch side was patrolled by lookouts who could warn their fellow colonists of any impending English attack. Peter Stuyvesant's long log palisade served New Amsterdam very well for a while. It was the equivalent of the more recent Berlin Wall. Of course, you know that the English eventually prevailed, and the English eventually squeezed the Dutch and the French and the Spanish and the Indians out of the land we now initial USA. But Peter Stuyvesant's barricade, his log fence, stayed after his surrender to the British in 1664. And even that was gone to firewood by the turn of the 18th century, and today only the lookout pathway, only the pathway which followed Stuyvesant's stockade remains. You've walked it. Or if you haven't, you certainly know its name. For when the British seized New Amsterdam, they renamed New Amsterdam New York. And they preserved one remnant, just one remnant of the Dutch colonists who were there first. Alongside that fence, alongside that log fence, the watchway, walkway, behind Peter Stuyvesant's long, tall wooden wall, they called Wall Street. And now you know the rest of the story.